Blog Talk Radio.
Thought about the weather. I said, can't believe it's already nasty for the trees. She calls me Raven, and that's all right by me. And I don't know the rest of the words. Hello, universe, and it's B2B, registered nurse and retired U.S. Navy. And Raven. Because I'm a son. And I'm thinking about becoming a country singer. Cause she calls me Raymond. Well, she don't call me Raymond, but they call my co-host Ray Love, Raymond Love. But like a lot of people, Ray Love is working. So today's show on Ask Talk Radio, because that's what we're doing now. Here on Blog Talk is Ask Talk Radio. You ask, we listen, and we answer. And sometimes we ask the questions. And that's what I'm going to be doing today is asking some questions. And today, live in the studio, I have Hello Kitty. That's right, I have Hello Kitty live in the Aura Zen studio. And she will be asking a lot of questions. Asking a lot of questions. And as you know, I'm on a mission, people, to promote health, wellness, and that's right, happiness. And that's why I have a flipping comedian sitting next to me when I do my shows. Because happiness is the key to divine health and wellness. That's right, you heard me right. Happiness. And that's why I promote unhealthy eating. Because you can't always eat for happiness. Sometimes you have to eat for happiness. That's why I think it's important to have a big old fat cheeseburger and some french fries and a nice, healthy soda. Once in a while, you gotta do that. And that's why I'm practicing smoking, too. Let me try. Because I'm trying to find healthy ways to smoke. Because I know a lot of you people out there think that you're gonna smoke. And that's one of the questions I get a lot of times, people say. There's to be, you know, I really don't want to give up smoking because smoking is so important to the quality of my life. So I put together the Egyptian tobacco here at the Aura Zen studio because it's got a water pipe filter and it goes through a pipe and you don't smoke it. You inhale it into your buccal cavity, which is in your cheek. You know, like a cigar, and you don't put it in your lungs, you just poof on it. And what that does is it helps you to relax because what you're doing is you're poofing. And when you poof, like if you have COPD, and I'm not going to explain that. You know that. You know I hate explaining physiology to people or anatomy and physiology because a lot of people don't like technical things, and I'm not going to do that. So I'm just going to talk about that. Like, here, I'm going to try it now. Got this hookah going, and if you don't know what that is, you're on the internet, you Google what hookah is, and it'll explain to you. It's organic tobacco, and organic tobacco is called sheesh, and it's from Egypt, and it had it imported, and it's has no chemical properties. It's even harvested with ladybugs. That's how they cultivate the fields. So here we go. I'm going to poof on it, and it helps you to relax, and you're going to blow off the CO2, and it just makes you relax because you're poofing like it's like pursed lip breathing. That's what a doctor will tell you to do if you have COPD, and that helps you to relax and helps the little balls in your lungs to blow off the CO2 so you breathe. Like, look, watch. Oh, shoot, it went cold on me. Yeah, it works. Hello Kitty don't like that. Why are you complaining, Hello Kitty? You don't even have a mouth. So the first question we got here on Ass Talk Radio is from Hello Kitty. Hi, Hello Kitty, and welcome to the show. I'm bringing her to the show. And I have a question for Hello Kitty. Hello Kitty, how can you talk when you don't have a mouth? That's what I want to know. Oh, well, she's telepathic, first of all. And second of all, she wants to say that she talks out her ass. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear real good because she was being telepathic because she wants to be nice. But she talks out of her ass like a lot of people do. A lot of people talk out of their ass. And that's why we have created the Ass Talk Radio, me and Ray Loves. And he's at work. Oh, wait, he's texting me questions. What? I can't ask that on the radio. Oh, he's so ridiculous. This is why there's three things that people have a hard time working with. And that is comedians, children, and yes, animals. And little kitty is a cat, and she's quite a pussy cat. And I know that word is politically correct to use now that we have in the political forum a person that uses that word, so we can use hashtag pussy cat. I'm going to say that because I have some little youngsters that use that. So today on Ass Talk Radio, we're going to be discussing the quality of life, because I like to stick with my theme as nurse to be, a.k.a. the bee. I like to stick with my health question. And Hello Kitty, could you be quiet for just a second while I'm doing my Ass Talk Radio? This is my first Ass Talk Radio that I'm doing without my assistant, I'm sorry, co-host, Ray Love. And so Hello Kitty's sitting in for him. And I'm also doing a kid YouTube. As you all know, I'm promoting that. I'm one of the first original YouTubers. I didn't know that YouTube got very entertaining during 2006, 2007. And we used YouTube, me and my team, back in 2007, and we used to put clips up on there. And I had trouble because I labeled one Bernie Mac, and I was telling people, this is another question, shut up, Hello Kitty. I don't want to have to tell little kitty cat, pussy cat, to shut up. But if you even run your mouth while I'm talking, I have the mic. I have the power. When someone has a mic, I have the power. You can't talk over someone with the mic, Hello Kitty. I will tell you when you can ask a question, because that's how you have to talk through the ass. See, now you made me lose my train of thought. So I was one of the first original YouTubers, and I got in trouble because I did label one of my YouTubes back in the day when YouTube first started. We used to use them on TV for clips to promote radio shows and the TV shows when I was on AZTV, and we labeled that one, Why Did Bernie Mac Die? Well, because not only did he have a lung condition like COPD. Here, wait, let's poof on the thing and calm down on that hookah pipe. Yeah, that is calming. I think I'm going to start smoking the hookah. Yeah, it is. So try, if you're smoking cigarettes, try doing the water pipe, because it takes all kinds of time to put this thing together. By the time you get the hookah pipe together, you might not even want a cigarette. So that was one of the questions, was smoking. So if you're going to smoke, try the water pipe. And if you are on a diet, and the other question I got for the show was, what else can I do if I'm on a diet? I really don't want to be. Well, don't be. Have yourself some unhealthy food, because sometimes you got to eat for happiness, and that could be your excuse. Eat for happiness. You can't always eat for healthiness. Sometimes you got to eat for happiness. And my guest for the show today is Hello Kitty. She's a little pussycat, and that's okay to say that nowadays because it's politically correct to say the word pussy cat here on Ass Talk Radio. And you can call into the show. We're going to be doing a show every day now on Ask Talk Radio with my co-host, Ray Love, who's a bona fide comic who has a PhD in happiness. And that's what I do here is promote health, wellness, and happiness. And then I also was answering a question about why do I have a 9-year-old YouTube about Bernie Mac labeled all wrong, and I get all this hate comments about it. Well, because it was labeled like that because it was a clip for to talk about how you could get MRSA in the lungs, because I think that Bernie Mac died from a secondary infection of MRSA back in the day, and not only did he have a lung disease called sarcoma, I'm not even going to get into it because not a lot of you don't even know what he had, but he had a secondary condition in his lungs which made him vulnerable to lung infection. So I think he probably died from MRSA in the lungs, and I did a radio show all about MRSA and how you can get it not only in the bones and everything, but that was like 10 years ago. And then it came out how prevalent MRSA is and how you get it everywhere else. So I just wanted to answer that question for all you YouTubers that are haters and have to put little hating little messages on things. And I wanted to say, you know, you need to stop putting mean things on the internet. You don't have to do that. It's just to put nice things on the internet. And Hello Kitty's over here shaking her head. That's right. Little pussycat is trying to tell people. Yeah, that's right. And so that gets me to the point where I'm going to answer another question. Well, nurse-to-be, what else have you been doing? I've been doing a lot. Being an RN is a lot of, you got to do a lot of things, but I am a nurse that thinks outside of the box. So I like to do a lot of things because as a nurse, you can think outside of the box and you can help a lot of people in a lot of different ways. So I have done a YouTube now channel. I've cleaned up my act and I'm on a good nurse behavior. And I will be doing on Aura Zen, because my full name is Deb Aura. Debbie, dope, do. So we're doing Aura Zen for the kids, and we're doing Read with the Bee. And I'm going to have a special guest, and Hello Kitty is going to help me with the first one, and we're going to do a book that I met the author. And he has written a book called First Aid Book for Children, and we're going to go into that because kids need to know they're empowered. They can help kids. They can help people. And if they know first aid and CPR and how to call 911 and when to call 911 and why, and they can save lives. We're getting around the part of the season when it's important to know those things. So, Nurse to Be, we have that going on, and then we're still pushing the kindness movement, and kindness matters. So I need you kids to people to push that, because they probably shouldn't listen to Ask Talk Radio, because you know, we leave this wide open so you can ask anything, because finally we got a show that's finally about you, finally about your ask in. So okay. So this has been Ask Talk Radio with the B live from Orzen Studios, and you can tune in for the next show. And this has been Nurse to Be, Love Bee, with Ray Love, and I'm on our guest today, Hello Kitty, and she's very, very like to thank her for coming to the show, and thank you all for tuning in, and keep on asking from your ass, and asking from you wherever, and buzz out, people. And this has been Ask Talk Radio, and this has been a sound check, and I hope you heard it. Sound checking, check, sound check. Ask Talk Radio, and buzz out. And we're buzzing out. Buzzing out. And this is Brent Elridge, and I didn't know this guy was famous. Listen to this. I know this is Chris Martin.
What about the day?
stuff. No, no. All right. Thank you for listening. This is the Beast.